Allow me to introduce briefly the state of agricultural commodity markets for 2015-2016, which we are launching today globally. Why have we chosen the theme of trade and food security? I think you will all agree that it is one of the most vexing and pressing issues of our times. It is high not only on the trade agenda, for obvious reasons, but also on the development agenda more generally, as affirmed by the recent Sustainable Development Goals. We also find that there have been many difficulties in the various policy processes involved at different levels. Also, there are very significantly divergent perspectives which need to be reconciled for a lasting and sustainable agreement, as Deputy Director General Yi has emphasized. The evidence, we find, has been actually quite inconclusive for the very strong positions which different groups often take. And we find also that there is a very high level of context specificity. In other words, what matters is often very different depending on the context which we consider. There is, in other words, no universal or general rules which apply to all situations. The objectives of the SOCO 2015-2016, as we refer to it, are to try to reduce the current polarization in the debates by trying to provide evidence and clarity on a number of issues. Also, we hope to enhance consideration of food security issues within the broader trade debate. We have to begin by recognizing that there has been that agricultural trade has changed very, very significantly since the agreement of agriculture was concluded about two decades ago. The global trade in food products continues to expand very, very rapidly, but the pattern and structure of this trade is very different for different parts of the world, for different countries and different regions. And all this, of course, has very important implications, but varied implications for food security in different parts of the world. Greater participation in global trade is likely to be reflected in most countries' trade strategies for obvious reasons. And opening up to trade needs to be appropriately managed if trade is to enhance food security outcomes. This graph basically describes the evolution of trade in agricultural products by regions. The net that it particularly tracks for the recent period, the last 15 years or so, the increase in net agricultural exports. And you will find that most parts of the world have actually increased net agricultural exports, but importantly and perhaps slightly surprisingly, there has been a decline in net agricultural exports, not only for North America, but also, very importantly, for sub-Saharan Africa, as well as North Africa and the Middle East, or what we refer to here in Geneva as the Near East. The relationship between trade and food security is, of course, very complex, and it involves all four dimensions of what is the current consensus on the dimensions of food security, namely availability of food, access to food, the utilization of food, which often refers to nutrition, and the stability of foods of the various relationships involved in this connection. The immediate effects need to be distinguished, of course, from the longer-term effects, and this is extremely important. And we need to recognize that short-term and long-term effects could very well be very different, and is therefore important for us not to be to fall into the temptation of generalizing given the different considerations involved. This graph tries to capture the different dimensions of the various interactions involving the different pillars of food security, which I referred to earlier. Moving on, it's important to recognize that the trade policy objectives involve a number of different issues. It is important for us to recognize the different dimensions of food security, to recognize the variation among countries, to recognize the change over time, and also to recognize that there is no single most appropriate policy instrument which will magically solve all problems involving trade and development, and especially food security. The appropriateness of trade policies, therefore, depends very significantly on longer-term considerations of economic transformation or development. There is a special need to differentiate between the short-term responses from the longer-term strategies which are involved. Finally, it is important for us to recognize that addressing the challenges involved involved addressing processes not only at the global level, which is the challenge of multilateralism, but also at the regional as well as at the national level. We find that strengthening policy-making processes can certainly help, and it is important to move away from the tendency to focus on the specific advantages or disadvantages of specific policies. We need to agree on common as well as shared objectives which the global community has. We need to identify the mix of policies which are involved, and this mix may very well vary for the reasons I described earlier. And we need also to identify the room for maneuver or policy space which is available. We need to identify, we need to increase coherence and the predictability of policies, because this is very important in an international community where decisions are made contingent on other people's decisions. And finally, it is important for us to reconcile national as well as international or global food security objectives. This, of course, is a very tall order, but I must say, at the risk of praising ourselves, that we have tried to balance the debates, the different perspectives in SOCO 2015-2016, and we hope that it will contribute significantly to enhancing shared recognition of the challenges involved in order to enhance trade multilateralism and the talks which are the difficult talks which have been going on for well over a decade now, and which we will see in Nairobi next week. Thank you very much for your attention.